Late mammogram. Standing before the newest fangled 3D machine, I open my gown to the tech who leads me by my right breast into position. Cheerful, but not particularly kind, her job requiring a dedicated sternness, the willingness to grab what is private and lay it out on the clear plastic breast tray and really have a look. Her repeated instructions, do not raise your shoulders, keep both feet on the floor, lean in. And then the flattening of the stretched out tissues until I just cross the border into pain and hold myself there, face jutting out at a weird angle so as not to be in the way, while the machine murmurs, considering me as it travels its slow arc, and the tech instructs me periodically to stop breathing. And it feels familiar to hold the unnatural pose and my breath simultaneously. And I get to thinking about nursing, how these tired slabs of flesh once swelled with milk grew spherical as planets with each child's days revolving around them, which reminds me of Mars and the rover sent off to take pictures of what we cannot reach, the way this machine makes an image of what we cannot see. And I feel my life slowly draining the life from me, the way we siphon everything from this planet that once was teeming as my breasts that day my milk came in and shot across the room in two narrow arcs. And the tech tells me to step away and breathe freely, then reaches for my second breast and deposits it, depleted, on the tray. And that rover failed to solve any of our problems, though this mammogram may identify one of mine. And as the tech shoves and smashes me into place, I remember the tracks the rover left, solitary in the red dust, as she went forth and discovered there's really nothing there to save us, which puts me in mind of Barbara's biopsy and Hannah's and Lynn's. Their breasts become biohazard, and I consider the biological hazards of the years to come, and then the machine whirs again. And once I read the rover was stuck in a dune more than a month, and wind blew sand onto her batteries, blocking the sun, but blew it back off. And my ribs hurt, and my breast, and even the insects are on the brink. And this week, they declared the Mars rover dead, which makes me think of the photo of the emaciated polar bear on his patchy ice, and the one of the girl slowly starving in Yemen. And I wonder why I'm trying so hard to stay alive. And stop breathing, says the tech. And I know my battery is low, and it's getting dark.